الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the subject on the meaning of Allah's names, and we're going to take first the single names in the Quran. The single names in the Quran. Now, the first 15 names that you will hear now, the first 15 names that you will hear now, came in one single chapter. Came in one single chapter, and this is Surah Al-Hashr, which is 59, from 22 to 24. They came in Surah Al-Hashr, 59, 22 to 24. The first name, Allah. Allah is the alam, is the identifying name or title of the majestic, sole and true God. This noun, which is the name of Allah, applies to none other than Him. He, most majestic and high, has other names, all of which follow on from His name, Allah. The meaning of the name Allah is the ma'luh, that which is worshipped out of love, magnification, deification, and longing. The only one and only true God worthy of worship. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The one who is absolutely independent. The one who is absolutely independent, upon whom all depend. He does not beget, nor was he begotten, and there is no comparable to him, the one qualified with the divine attributes. This is the meaning of the name, of the majestic name, Allah. The second name, Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman means the one who is most merciful. This is one of Allah's particular names, and which denotes the attribute of very great and extensive mercy which exists with Him. This is the meaning of Ar-Rahman. Thirdly, Ar-Rahim, the one who bestows mercy. This name denotes that the attribute is related to the one whom Allah chooses to receive His mercy. So, the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim is that in the case of Ar-Rahman, the Rahmah, mercy, is His attribute. And in the latter, which is Ar-Rahim, mercy is His act, meaning that He is the one who bestows Ar-Rahma, mercy, upon others. So, when both names come together, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, then the meaning in this context is that Allah's mercy is very great and extensive, and that His mercy reaches His creation. This is what is meant by those who say that Ar-Rahman is one whose mercy encompasses everything, which is the general mercy. And Ar-Rahim is the one who has mercy upon the believers, and this is the special mercy. Since Allah's mercy upon the kafir, upon the disbeliever, is a special one in this life only, then it is as if they have no mercy upon them. Because in the hereafter, when they will ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save them from hell and admit being wrong, Allah will deal with them with His justice, not with His mercy. اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. As in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23 verse 108, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. Remain you in it, hell, with ignominy and speak not to me. This is addressing the disbelievers. The name Ar-Rahim is applied to Allah Azza wa Jal and may be applied to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Rahim, as in Surah At-Tawbah 9:128. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, quote, some of the names of Allah are restricted to him only like the names Allah, Ar-Rahman, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, Ar-Raziq, the one who bestows from his bounties, and so forth. Some other names, however, may be applied to other than him. And this is the sharing which we talked about and discussed in the previous lecture. Fourth, Al-Malik. Al-Malik. The one who possesses the attribute of mulk, incomparable greatness and majesty, subduing and administering. He opposes the absolute, or he rather possesses the absolute disposal of the affairs, creating, commanding, and recompensing. To him belongs the entire world, the lofty and low spheres. They depend upon him, and they are his slaves. His command is executed in his kingdom. None can repulse his command. There is none above him, and everything is but below Allah. All of this explains the meaning of Al-Malik, the name Al-Malik, the one who possesses the attribute of Mulk. The fifth name, Al-Malik. Al-Malik. The name Al-Malik is more comprehensive than the name Al-Malik. And Allah the Most High is Malik, who perfectly possesses all the possessors. He is the one who enabled the possessors to dispose the affairs in their possessions. Allah is the Malik, the one who possesses the mulk, the kingdom. He gives the kingdom to whom he wills, and he takes it from whom he wills. He endues with honor whom he wills, and he humiliates whom he wills. In his hand is the good, and he is able to do all things. Allah is the Malik, the only owner and the only ruling judge of the day of recompense. That is the day of resurrection, the most great. The sixth name, Al-Malik, the omnipotent king, the all blessed, the most high, the owner of majesty and honor. From a lexicology, Al-Malik and Al-Malik and the Malik refer to, quote, the one who possesses, end of quote. Now, Al-Quddus means the blessed one who is free from all defects, free from having children or rivals, the one who is magnified by the most perfect magnification. The eighth name, As-Salam, the one free from all defects and imperfections. Allah is free from resembling any of his creatures. He possesses the attributes of majesty and honor. Himself as well as all of his attributes are perfect and free from any defect or imperfection. His living is free from the defects of death, sleep, and slumber. His knowledge is free from the imperfection of forgetfulness or the need to remember and think. His hearing and sight are true and real and best fit his majesty. and free from what may be imagined by the mushabbih, the one who likens Allah to his creatures. And such are all of his attributes. Most the great and blessed is Allah, nothing is like unto him, and he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. This is the meaning of As-Salam. Al-Mu'min, the ninth name. The one who gives security. His creation are secure from being dealt with unjustly by him, because he is far removed from injustice or tyranny. The one who secures the believers from the punishment in hellfire. He, the Most High, says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, as in Surah Al-An'am 682. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. It is those who believe in the oneness of Allah and worship none but Him, and confuse not their belief with ظُلْم, which is worshipping others besides Allah. For them only there is security and they are guided. The tenth name, Al-Muhaymin, the one who is a witness and watcher over everything. The one who is a witness and watcher over everything. Al-Aziz, the one who subdues everything by his might. The one who subdues everything by his might. Al-Aziz, who is mighty in his revenge. The unapproachable, none will prevail against him. None is like unto him. The one who is most great in his honor and glory. Contemplate about the response of Allah to the saying of the hypocrites. As in Surah Al-Munafiqun, chapter 63, verse 8. الله عز وجل يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. The hypocrites say, if we return to Al-Madinah, they said, if we return to Al-Madinah, indeed Al-A'az, meaning the more mighty and honorable, and this is referring to the chief of the hypocrites then, whose name was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. The more mighty and honorable, meaning him, will expel therefrom the meaner, meaning Allah's messenger. But Al-Izzah, might, honor and glory, belongs to Allah, his messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the believers. But the hypocrites know not. Allah did not say what means Allah is more mighty than the hypocrites. He didn't say that, indicating that they have no izzah whatsoever. The 12th name, Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar, the high above creation, the compeller of his creatures to obey the commands and prohibitions which he subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to impose upon them. The one who amends or reconciles the affairs of his creatures. Al-Mutakabbir, 13th, the great in majesty, who disdains having the attributes of created beings. The one who has the absolute authority and greatness in the heavens and on the earth. The one who magnifies himself against evil and injustice. Al-Khaliq, 14th name. Al-Khaliq and Al-Khallaq, the creator who brings into being or existence anything, not after the similitude of anything pre-existing, or brings into existence from a state of non-existence according to a predetermination required by his wisdom. He creates in perfection and administers all the affairs of his creatures. This is the meaning of Al-Khaliq and Al-Khallaq. 16. Al-Bari', the inventor of all things, who brings to existence what he preordained to exist, free from faultiness and distinguished by various forms and appearances, the one who guided every creature to that which benefits it. Al-Musawwir, the bestower of forms. If he wants something to exist, he says to it, be, and it is, according to the form and manner of being what he wants, whereby it is distinguished in terms of variety and multitude. Al-Hakim, this name Al-Hakim is stated 49 times in the Noble Quran. The one who is all wise in his sayings and actions, who puts things in their suitable places according to his wisdom and justice. 19th name, Al-Hakam and Al-Hakim. 20th, Al-Hakim, the one who judges with perfect justice between his slaves in this life and in the hereafter. He wrongs not even of the weight of an ant, neither he burdens a soul with another's burden. He punishes not a slave more than he deserves, and he gives the rights in full. He inflicts punishment only after he establishes evidence. Allah is all just and all wise in his decree as well as in his disposal of affairs. All of his judgments are in accordance with his favor and mercy, justice and wisdom. He commands only that which is beneficial. The name of Allah Al-Hakim comprises Al-Hukm, the ruling, which is of two kinds. Al-Hukm Al-Shar'i, judicial or legislative decree, like in his commands and ordinances. For example, let's take an example in Surah Al-Isra 17:32. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. This is hukm shar'i, a judicial or legislative decree, like in his commands and ordinances. This refers to the what type of hukm? The judicial or legislative decree. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, and come not near as zina, unlawful sexual intercourse. And like وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, in many verses in the Quran, numerous, and establish prayers. The hukum, the decree, constitutes the religious decrees brought by the messengers of Allah, and its existence is inevitable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. 35:24. And there never was a nation but a warner had passed among them. The fact, however, is that people may or may not, let's listen to this carefully. The fact, however, is that people may or may not comply with Allah's legislative decree. Allah loves and likes the execution of his commands and ordinances, and he hates and dislikes the rebellion against them. So it is not necessarily that his commands will be obeyed, but he loves them when they are obeyed. And he loves those who obey. So this pertains to the al-hukm al-shar'i, the judicial or legislative decree. The second type of his hukm is al-hukm al-kawni, which is his decree in creation. Allah makes a non-existing thing exist by the word kun, which means be. And surely He renders an existing thing non-existing by the same word kun, be. Allah the Most High, the All Just and All Wise, decreed illness, diseases, madness, ability, weakness, calamities, disasters, poverty, death, and so forth, and willed them to pass. It is not necessary that Allah likes what He creates and wills to pass, or what is being carried out. It is not necessary. Allah created Shaitan, Iblis, Satan, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala hates him and his followers. He hates and dislikes their deeds too. It is taking place however because He willed so, He decreed so, and their existence is in accordance with His perfect knowledge, wisdom, and justice. All of Allah's kawni decrees, universal decrees in pertaining to His creation, are just from one angle and perfectly good from another. Even when the decrees like calamities, disasters, and so forth, even when these things are decreed, their outcome is ihsan, is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the following verse, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Why? There's a wisdom which is good. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا. Why? لعلهم يرجعون, as in سورة الروم verse 41, سورة الروم verse 41. Can we have this verse inshallah? ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Evil, sins and disobedience of Allah has appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of men have earned by opposition, by oppression and evil deeds rather. Why, that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done. Why? In order that they may return by repenting to Allah and begging His pardon. And we should remember as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not command the believers to follow what He dislikes. We go now to the 21st name, Al-Aleem. Al-Aleem, the one who knows what has been and what will be. Whoever has known and ever will know what has been and what will be. His knowledge comprehends all things, the covert and the overt, the small thereof and the great, the possible and impossible, the lofty and lawless spheres, in the most complete manner. nothing is concealed from him in the earth or in the heaven. These are the 15 names which we talked about, and all of them are found in one single chapter. Some of them are found in other chapters, but you can find them in one single chapter, which is Surah Al-Hashr, as we said earlier. Now, the following verses. So these are now 15. Now we're going to go from 16 to 28. From 16 to 28 are in Surah Al-Hajj, 22 verses 59 to 65. Al-Halim, this is name number 22. Al-Halim, the one who is most forbearing, the clement, who does not haste to inflict punishment on the disobedient, whom the disobedience of the disobedient does not flare, nor anger against them. So subhanahu wa ta'ala does not haste to inflict punishment on them. He has appointed to everything a term to which it must finally come. He forbears not as a result of weakness, but as required by his wisdom and his knowledge, and he is all able. Despite their disobedience and shirk, he bestows all forms of bounties upon his creatures, and he gives them ample time to repent. Al-Afu, 23. The one who has ever been and will ever be known for his pardoning. He effaces the sins of his ibad, of his slaves, relinquishing the punishment of the deserving thereof. 24 and 25. Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghaffar, 24 and 25. The one who covers much the sins of his ibad, of his slaves. He covers or conceals their sins, crimes, or offenses, such that they are preserved from receiving punishment which may expose them and their wrongdoing. He turns away from punishing them. Allah is Al-Afu, Al-Ghafur and Al-Ghaffar. He is the oft-forgiving, who has always been and will always be known for his comprehensive pardoning of the sins of his slaves, except for the grave sin of shirk, of ascribing partners to him, or associates to him, comprising any aspect of his oneness and uniqueness. He accepts and loves repentance from his slaves. It is because of his perfect pardoning that he forgives his slaves regardless of the number or types of sins, major or minor, they commit, as long as they sincerely repent to him and seek his pardoning in the ways which he has prescribed in the Quran and or the authentic Sunnah. He, most exalted, has made the repentance of the faith of Islam and disassociating from kufr, from disbelief, shirk, and obliteration of all forms of sins. Every person is in need of his pardoning and forgiveness, as they are in need for his mercy and generosity. Had it not been for his perfect pardoning, comprehensive clemency, and forbearance, Allah would not have left on the earth a single living creature. The difference between the name Al-Afu and Al-Ghafur. Al-Afu meaning the one who has ever been and will ever be known for his pardoning, and Al-Ghafur, the one who covers much the sins of his ibad. The difference between the name Al-Afu and Al-Ghafur is that Al-Afu means the one who effaces the sins, and it is close to but more effectual than Al-Ghafur, whereby Al-Ghafur denotes the covering of sins. The 26. As-Sami', the one who hears all the sayings of his creatures and hears the exchanged secrets and whispered conversations. He hears what is pronounced and what lapses into silence. He hears the soft under one's breath and aloud voices, and his hearing encompasses all voices and all sounds. He responds to the supplication of his slaves when they sincerely call upon him. If the whole universe will speak, he will distinguish each and every one of their sounds. 27. Al-Basir. He who sees by his sight all things, apparent or hidden, regardless of how small or thin. He sees the footsteps of the black ant in the darkest night, on a rock or inside a hole. He sees what's below from the seven earths and what's above in the seven heavens. He is the all-seer with his slaves. He knows who amongst them deserves guidance and who doesn't. He cannot be questioned as to what he does while they will be questioned. This is because of his wisdom and mercy. He is all aware with all what they do. 28. Al-Haqq, the truth. The only true God, having no partner or associate, and alone without rival, nothing is like unto him. He is the truth in his essence and in his attributes, whose being is necessary, wajibul wujud, and whose attributes are perfect. His existence is necessitated by his essence. He is, was, and never will, and ever will be possessed of all attributes of majesty, beauty, and perfection, qualified with all of that. His sayings, actions, messengers, books, and deen are the truth. Meeting with him is the truth. Worshipping him alone is the truth. Al-Jannah, paradise, is the truth. And hell is the truth. And everything he attributed to himself is the truth. 29. Al-Kabir. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Al-Kabir, the most great. There is nothing greater than him, the majestic, who disdains having the attributes of created beings. He is most just, most majestic, and most high in his greatness. We are unable to know the state or the manner of his essence or his sifat or his attributes. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The 30th name. Al-Latif. Al-Latif. The one who acts towards his slaves with goodness, kindness, and gentleness in ways that are hidden to them. I will repeat this. The one who acts towards his slaves with goodness, kindness, and gentleness in ways that are hidden to them, as a manifestation of his knowledge, generosity, and mercy. He tries the believers in ways that are disliked to them, not knowing that they are the means for their success in this life and in the hereafter. He sways them away from things which they like, knowing not their evil consequences. And that's why this name, Al-Latif, means the one who is all acquainted with all secrets and hidden matters, great or small. 31. Al-Khabir. The one who knows what has been and what is or will be. The one who knows the internal and external qualities of things. Nothing in static or motion except that he is all aware of it. The possible, the impossible, the necessary, the lower and upper spheres, the past, the present, and the future, all are known to him. Nothing is concealed from him. He knows well the affairs of his slaves. He is all aware of all what they do and what they earn from good or bad deeds, all being recorded and kept for a day when he will requite each person according to what he has earned. 32nd name, Al-Ghani. Al-Ghani, the one who is completely and absolutely free from all wants. He has no need of anyone in anything, for he is all perfect, and to him belongs the attributes of perfection. Everything is in need of him. Were the first and the last of creation, the human and the jinn, to rise up in one place and make a request of him, and were he to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what he has any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it, as came in the authentic hadith reported in Sahih Muslim. He is the one who is most generous, provides and sustains all that exists. He is free from the need for a wife or a son, children or offspring. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and he has no partner in his dominion. 33. Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid, the one who is worthy of all praises. He created and provided, bestowed his favors, gave shelter and protection. All are his favors. He deserves to be praised at all times. He is to be praised for the perfect, high and most beautiful and majestic names and attributes he has. He deserves to be praised for himself, for each and every one of his attributes and of his actions as well. He is worthy of praise for his creating, for his universal and judicial laws, and for his just reward and punishment. 34. Ar-Ra'uf, the one who is very merciful and full of kindness. This is the meaning of Ar-Ra'uf, the one who is very merciful and full of guidance, of kindness. So these are from 22 to 34. Now the names from 30 to 35 are in Surah Al-Hadid 57 verse 3. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. He is الأول, he is the first. Nothing is before him, as the Prophet ﷺ explained the meaning. He is al-awwal, the first, nothing is before him. He is al-akhir, the last, nothing is after him. He is al-zahir, the most high, nothing is above him. He is al-batin, the most near, who encompasses everything, and who controls and runs the affairs of everything. Nothing can stand as an obstacle to Allah, nor is there anything inaccessible to him. Nothing is beyond his reach and stands to prevent what he wants to pass. Al-Awwal, the first, Al-Akhir, the last, Al-Zahir, the most high, and Al-Batin. Okay, salam. Affirm the greatness of Allah and his encompassing of everything. He is most high in his closeness and companionship. He is most high in his closeness and companionship, and close in his loftiness. For in all of the attributes there is nothing like Allah. His essence is most high, being above everything, distinct and separate from his creation, exalted in loftiness and degree by virtue of the magnificence and greatness of his attributes. And he is most high by being the supreme above his slaves. He is the one who subdued all of his creatures. Everything is subservient to his will and authority. Nothing occurs or ceases to occur except by his leave. His subduing necessitates his living, might, sovereign authority and ability, all of which are his attributes. Now, the coming names from 34 to 37 are in Ayat al-Kursi, chapter 2, 255. Al-Hayy, the one who is ever living. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayy al-Qayyum. Al-Hayy, the one who is ever living. His life is all perfect. He neither dies nor perishes, nor comes to an end. His life is far removed from resembling the imperfect life of his creatures. His life is not preceded by non-existence, nor does it come to a knot. Inclusive to this name are all of the attributes of his essence, like knowledge, might, power, will, greatness, majesty, and so forth. He is not a true God, he who dies, perishes, ends, or needs to exist. Allah is the one who grants the believers in paradise an everlasting life. Al-Qayyum, verse 40. Al-Qayyum, the one who is self-subsisting and by whom all things subsist. He sustains, protects, prepares and runs the affairs as he wills, in accordance with his knowledge, wisdom and justice. 41. Al-Ali. 42. Al-Muta'al. And 43. Al-A'la. The one who is most high, an absolute highness in every sense. Himself is high above creation. He ascended the arsh, the throne. His attributes are high in degree, rank, magnificence, and they are evident in their perfection. He has the highest, greatest level of all of them. There is nothing like unto him in all of his attributes. No one comprehends the state or the manner of any of his attributes. He is most high by being dominant over all his slaves. He is the one who subdued all of his creatures. Everything is subservient to his will and authority. Nothing occurs nor ceases to occur except by his leave. His subduing necessitates his living, his might, his sovereign authority and ability, wisdom and knowledge, all of which are his attributes. Al-Azim, the most great. He possesses all the attributes of magnification. No creature can praise him as he deserves. Rather, he is as he praised himself and above the praise of his creatures. Nothing is superior to him. Nothing is higher and greater. None deserves perfect magnification and reverence except Allah. He deserves to be magnified in the hearts of his slaves, on their tongues and their acts, by exerting the effort to know of him, loving him, humbling oneself to him, and fearing him, by executing his commands and abstaining from his prohibitions, fully submitting to his will, having no objection against his decrees nor against his legislations. Now the names in Surah Al-Ikhlas, 45, 46, Al-Ahad and Al-Wahid. The name Al-Wahid is mentioned in 22 verses in the Quran. Allah is the one and only one Ilah, God, whom there is no true God except Him, without a partner in every sense, whether it concerns His essence or His attributes or His actions. The oneness and uniqueness of Allah demonstrates His distinctiveness in greatness, perfection, magnificence and majesty. Nothing is like unto him. There is none co-equal or comparable unto him. This is number 45. Number 46, As-Samad. As-Samad. This name comprises many magnificent and great attributes of Allah, worthy of all praise. The majestic, most powerful, the master who is perfect in his mastery, the one who is qualified with the perfect honor, the great one who is the perfect in his greatness, Al-Halim, who is the perfect in his clemency and forbearance, Al-Ghani, who is the perfect in being absolutely free from all wants, the Omnipotent, who is perfect in his omnipotence, the All-Knowing, who is perfect in his knowledge, the All-Wise, who is the perfect in his wisdom, the one who is perfect in all types of nobility and greatness. He is Allah, far removed from every imperfection or basement, the Most High, who is above everything, the Everlasting, who does not perish. He begets not, nor was he begotten, the only, the one who has no fear. He neither eats nor drinks, the one whom all creatures seek in their needs and works. He alone has these qualities, for they do not apply to anyone else except him. All of this constitutes the name of As-Samad. Al-Qahhar and Al-Qahir, 48 and 49. Those are in, Al-Qahir is in Surah Ar-Ra'd 13:16. And this is Al-Qahhar. And Al-Qahir is in Surah Al-An'am 6:18. He, most mighty and the magnificent, is dominant over all his slaves, being himself above creation, the ever-living, the mighty, and the all-powerful. He is the one who subdued all of his creatures. Everything in the upper and lower worlds is subservient to his will and authority. Whatever he willed to happen will certainly occur, and as he wanted it to be, and whatever he willed not to occur will never take place. All creatures are in need of him. They have no control of good or harm to themselves, nor can they control death, nor life, nor resurrection. The most powerful creature is nothing before the domination and power of Allah the Almighty. The creatures which people have taken as gods besides Allah cannot protect themselves, let alone to dominate others. Allah the perfect in his dominion deserves to be worshipped alone. And the 50th name is At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab. Allah is At-Tawwab, who forgives, accepts repentance. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He returns much or often to forgiveness towards his slaves who return unto him. He saves his slaves from acts of disobedience by bestowing upon them the return to his obedience and accepting it from them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most merciful, who does not punish them after they repent. He does not turn them down, nor he humiliates the one who turns to him alone in repentance. None can forgive the sins except Allah. Sinners and wrongdoers who seek others besides Allah for forgiveness don't estimate their Creator, his attributes and his deeds as he deserves to be estimated. Allah's acceptance of repentance from his slaves is a favor bestowed upon them, necessitated by being the most merciful. And not only that, but since Allah is the All-Wise, He gives respite to His slaves in order for them to repent and to turn away from disobedience to obedience. He also does not uncover the state of the sinners in the beginning, thus assisting them in their repentance. Furthermore, Allah has decreed specific means of expiation of sins as a mercy towards His slaves in this life. Inshallah, we're going to stop on this 50th name, and inshallah we continue the rest of the names tomorrow, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.